Ephesians 1 verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working, so it's a working of his mighty power. Isaiah 8:18, here am I, the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. John 17, forgive me for rapid firing. John 17, especially verse 20, the 23rd verse, verse 20. And the glory which you give me, I have given them, that they might be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved me as you have loved me. Amen. Beautiful. And then John chapter 4 verse 48. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then our main text, Mark 16, verse 15 to 20. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And this is the part where I want to emphasize tonight. And these signs, somebody say, and these signs. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands. Somebody say they will lay hands. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord was working together with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Praise be to God. Micah chapter 3, Micah 3:8. But as for me, somebody say, I am filled with power with the Spirit of the Lord. I am filled with power. One translation says, by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I am filled with power. Well, stand up one more time if you can. We're just going to make a little proclamation, declaration. How many of you believe God for a miracle tonight? I know many of you have already been healed, but there's more. Some of you breakthrough in your life. So if you can just raise your hands towards heaven. And let's make this proclamation tonight, if you would. Say this with me. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you. I boldly declare that I believe in the supernatural. I believe in miracles. This evening, Lord, I ask you to give me eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to receive, a will to obey, and faith to act. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take my position in Christ, and I take authority over every spirit that does not confess the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to leave this place, and I declare that this place is an open heaven. The Spirit of God is free to move. The angels of God are ascending and descending. They are going to and fro to execute the commands of God's word. Preach, Holy Spirit. Teach, Holy Spirit. Prophesy, Holy Spirit. Heal the sick, God. Do what only you can do. And take all the glory in the matchless name of Jesus. Can you bend with a shout and say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody next to you, be seated, but don't be defeated. It's interesting that in Mark chapter 3, verse 13, it says he gave them authority to drive out demons. He gave them power to drive out demons. When we talk about the miraculous and breakthroughs and signs and wonders, all those things are impossible without the power of God. It's impossible if we don't understand how the power works to experience the supernatural and to experience the power of God. And sometimes, you know, in church, we use a lot of words, you know, words like revival, the glory, the power. We use them so much until they become cliche words and they lose their meanings. That means that we're so accustomed to say it that we don't realize the magnitude of the words that we're using and how powerful it is. So we kind of exegete a little bit. I started this message the other day, but we didn't really get into it. We talk about Ephesians 1. We read it today. He said the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. That little Bible verse is power packed. The exceeding greatness of his power. That word power is the Greek word dunamis. Dunamis stands for explosive power. But that word dunamis, you know, of course Jesus used it when he commissioned them. It was the same word that when the Greek and the Romans wanted to describe, for instance, an earthquake, that's the same word they used, dunamis. Dunamis. When they wanted to describe a hurricane, that's the same word they use, dunamis. When they wanted to describe a tornado, that was the word dunamis. I'm talking about people that wouldn't believe in God, the Greeks and the Romans. That's the same word. Also, when it, you know, one of the most powerful army in the world, and, you know, I can talk to you about what an earthquake would do, you know, where the tectonic plate shifts, you know, change the pavement into liquefaction, create tsunamis, shake buildings, remove trees. We've been to Japan 17 times, and almost without failing, every single time we've been in Japan, we'll be in the middle of an earthquake. It's very unsettling. And so, and also when the Romans, when they wanted to describe the Roman army moving, which was one of the most powerful army in the world in the first century, when they wanted to describe the move of the Roman army, and you know, the Roman soldiers were feared because they, unlike other armies, they didn't take break. They were fully trained and they didn't go home. You know, they were supposed to serve for like, you know, straight full year or 2 years. And they tried to stay alive to go back to their families. And it was a fear army. And when they described the movement of the Roman army, that was the word dunamis. Hello? Tornado, earthquake, dunamis, explosive power. Dunamis. The other word, the exceeding greatness of his power, dunamis, towards us, according to the working there is the Greek word energia or energy. Energy is another word for power. I know there's a lot of counterfeit, some, you know, called regi. I'm going to give you some energy. You want me to give you some energy? Bad energy. Thank you for your support. I told you the devil cannot create anything. He can only pervert what God has created. All of those things, energy. But let me tell you, you want to talk about energy? Let me tell you the real energy. The power of the Holy Ghost. Energy. Energia. You know, that lady in Roseville, California, who had,
she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. They gave her, you know, 3 months to live. And she came into our meeting. Prayer. You know what? The power of God went in and destroyed that cancer. Yes. 3 years later, we were in California. They came into the meeting and gave us a testimony. She's still alive. And the doctor don't understand what happened. Normally, they were supposed to give her radiation. She was still going to die. Anyways, completely healed 3 years later, confirmed by the doctors. Come on, somebody. You talk about radiation? I got Rhema radiation. Thank you for Holy Ghost radiation. In North Carolina, this lady that was sent home to die by the doctors from Duke University. Hello? Inoperable brain tumor. They say, we operate this tumor, you're going to die. So we're not going to do it. Go home. Her husband came into the meetings. She was too weak to be in the service. Hello? I lay hands on her husband. 2 weeks later, they went back to the doctor. The tumor is nowhere to be found. Thank you for your support. I don't talk a lot about testimonies, but I feel like I need to exegete these little words. You know, when we talk about the power of God, dunamis, explosive power, energia, supernatural energy, ischus, the strength of God, kratos, dominion power, authority, exousia, Luke chapter 9. He gave them power and authority to trample on the serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And he says, nothing shall hurt you. You know, serpents, those are things that bite. Thank you for your support. Snakes, those are things that bite. He said, and nothing shall hurt you by any means. Somebody say power. And you know, when you go to some of these countries to do meetings, sometimes the devil shows up. Hello? To try to challenge what's going on, you know. Somebody come in a meeting with an attitude and try to do incantation with their thinking. Projecting things, looking. Thinking that they can influence what's going on or something. That's nothing new. I've seen that before. Hello? So I was in India, and somebody came into the meeting trying to levitate. Yeah. Hello? Yeah. So I gave a word of knowledge. They tried to levitate in the meeting. So I came close, and I stomped my foot on the ground, and I said, you stop it now. And they couldn't levitate anymore. So now that person got up and said, the demon started to speak and said, today I'm going to kill you. Hello? So in front of people, so it's trying to show the power. So got up and tried to come towards me, but they couldn't move. Hello? Of course, two angels standing there. They couldn't move forward. So I stepped closer to them and I cast this demon out of them. That has been in them for 65 years. Hello? You want stories? I got stories. Sometimes I don't tell stories because I'm focusing on teaching the word. But tonight I tell you some stories. Thank you for your support. Hello? I was in a nation of Namibia, in a place called the Katatura Arena. So usually when we do these crusades, you're on a 7-foot platform. And they tell you, don't go down because the security cannot protect you. There's so many people, they don't possibly know who's there. So I did it for 2 nights from the platform. And then the third night, I felt like I'm going to go down there. And I'm going to lay hands on people against protocol. Thank you for your support. And as I went down there to lay hands on people, well, good advice. Keep your eyes open when you're praying in those situations. So as I was laying hands on people, my eyes were open. And so I saw somebody running, coming towards me. Hello? So I stretched my hand
And I said, the power of God is touching you. You said me do it, calling people and praying for them. Same thing, I stretched my hand and said, the power of God is touching you. That person fell down and started to roll on the ground. So I just kept ministering. The next morning, the pastor called me. He said, you will not believe this. There's a lady in my office. She's a witch. She came to put a curse on you last night during the service. And she was running to put a curse to kill you. And you stretched your hands and said something. And she fell and went into a trance. And the Lord Jesus appeared to her. And she's here this morning. She brought all her witchcraft stuff, including a baboon monkey, human bones, human teeth, eagle's feathers, and special stones, and all kinds of stuff. And she said she's given up witchcraft and given her life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. So I'm telling you, this is what Jesus said to them. Don't just go out with the message. Hello? Because there are powers out there that wants to make sure that the message that comes out of your mouth looks like a lie. That's why witch doctors show up in the meetings. New age people show up in the meeting. Satan's agents show up in the meeting trying to mock the power of God. Hello? There are forces trying to make sure that the word that comes out of your lips look like a lie. So that's what Jesus said. Don't go out just with a message. Wait until you are endued with power. Come on, somebody. He said, you shall receive power. Shout after. It's very important. The sequence is very important. Power after. Not power before. Not power through. Not power during. But power after the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. We don't want power after the Holy Ghost because we don't want relationship with the Holy Ghost. We want power through the Holy Ghost. But he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. Come on. The Holy Ghost is the agency of power. The Holy Ghost is the one that releases the power. The Holy Ghost. And he compares that power to a hurricane, power to an earthquake, power to a tornado. It simply means that when you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, you are like a force of nature, but a spiritual force that has the ability to remove every obstacle. Somebody shout glory. That's why you can experience the supernatural. That's why blind eyes can be opened. Deaf ears can be opened. Cancer can be healed. Demons can be cast out because of the power of God. Shout glory 3 times. And power has dimensions like money has denomination. Hallelujah. So ladies, you know, I know many of you are very spiritual. But I said, after this meeting on my table, I'll be signing books and I'll be giving choices. I'll be passing out money. We know, you know, the $100. $100 is my favorite because Benjamin's on there. Thank you for your support. So if I say you can get 100, 50, 10, or 5. How many of you say, I'm very spiritual, I'm going to take a 5. Don't raise your hand. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I take the 100. You know, my wife is from Europe. In Europe, they have a 500 euro note.
I mean, Zach, take the 500. What's the difference between the 500, the 100, the 5, the 10? Is that you have more purchasing power. It is all money. But you have more purchasing power. In other words, you got more to work with. Oh my God. I got you now. Listen, power has dimensions like money has denomination. Oh my God. Oh yes. A dimension of a thing is its width, it is its height. Oh, hey, Kratos, dominion power, it's a dimension. Iskus, the strength of God, it's a dimension. Even when they call hurricane, they say this is a category 4. That means that they have other hurricanes, but this one, you better get out of town, baby, because there's no way you can escape this. Come on. Oh, this is a 6.5 earthquake. Oh, a 7. This is another level. You know what I'm trying to tell you? They are levels, but they are levels. Power has dimension like money has denomination. I have an announcement to make tonight. No matter how much power you ever experience, there's much more where it came from. No matter how much anointing you've ever experienced, there's much more where it came from. So tonight, I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care what disease it is. The power of God is here tonight to match every need, to release, come on, your body from every administration of sickness so you can experience signs, wonders, and miracles. So that's what he told them. You can go out and you will lay hands on the sick in my name. Power of attorney. I conquer death. I conquer the grave. I conquer demonic power. But now you go in my name. Ah, he was God, but didn't take it, Robbie, to be equal to God. He became obedient even unto death. He had submitted power. He was God, but functioned like a human. He said to Peter, I could call my father. He would send 12 legions of angels, 72,000, but I don't do that. He had submitted power. Hey, and then God gave him established power. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And God raised him up, gave him established power, and then gave him governing power. Gave him the name that is above all name. That at a mention of the name of Jesus, of those on earth, of those under the earth, of those on the earth, every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why in my name you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You will cast out devils and they will come out. Hallelujah. So he says these signs. Somebody say these signs. We already told you the other day, signs is what? It's a signature of God in the Greek. Simeon, it's a supernatural activity. Wonder is the word teras, which means to be breathless, speechless. A wonder is a response to a sign. And he said to the nobleman who had his sick son that came to him, he said, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Unless you see a supernatural activity of God's power that reflects the signature of God, you will not believe. And then he says, go home and your son liveth. And as he went, that power was moving and his son was healed. But then he says, these signs shall follow those who believe. Oh, I like that word, follow. That is in the Greek, it's in the Hebrew, is the word para. Somebody say para. Oh, yes. Para means to be in close proximity. You know, para. Somebody say para. para. The second word of that word, follow, is the word kaluthio. Somebody say kaluthio. So the preposition para, the first part of the word, it means alongside, to be near, to be in close proximity. That's the first word, para, para. The second word, kaluthio, which means to follow, to go somewhere with a person as to accompany him on a trip. And when you compound the two words together, this word follow in the Greek means to tirelessly accompany someone, to constantly be at the side of an individual, to always be in close proximity with a person, like a faithful companion who's always at one side. When my wife and I got married, I said to her, I'm going to need some para. Thank you for your support. I said to her, listen, if you ain't going, I'm not going. When we got married, I said, I don't believe that the husband goes and the woman stays behind. I know that worked for some ministers, but not for me. I'm going to need some para. Hey, some proximity. And I'm going to need some kaluthio. We need to para kaluthio. Hey, praise God. We've been married together for 18 years. Been in over 123 countries. Flown over 3 million miles. We've done some para kaluthio. Come on, that's the word for signs and wonders. Para kaluthio. Some of you have a pet called a dog. Hey, when you come home, ha, 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 that dog's para kaluthio. Some of you, even when you go to the bathroom, para kaluthio. You go to the backyard, a para, the dog is with you everywhere. Literally, this is what it means, that signs and wonders are supposed to para kaluthio. Come on, somebody. They are supposed to follow you. Somebody shout, I am. For signs and wonders. Signs and wonders are for me. Hey, Jesus is saying, if you are for signs and wonders are for you. They will parakaluthio. They will follow you everywhere you go, like a tireless companion that will follow you on a journey. I don't care where you go, in your house, miracles are there. In the streets, miracles are there. Oh, in church, miracles are there. Dunamis power, explosive power is there. Signs and wonders, ictus the strength of God, energia, kratos dominion power. It doesn't matter where you go, there's something available to create a shift so you can see the manifestation. I dare you to shout glory three times. Shout signs, wonders, miracles, hallelujah. But here's the key. Signs, wonders, and miracles will parakalithio those who believe. Hello? Which means if you're going to see the manifestation of signs and wonders, you have to engage your faith consistently. Shout consistently. Consistently. Shout consistently. Consistently. It didn't say signs will follow them that once believe. Yeah. Hello? Yeah. That used to believe. No, in the Greek, it literally means those who have engaged their faith. They are believing God for it to happen right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. You got to believe now. Don't tell me what God did 10 years ago. What is he doing now? Don't tell me what God did in your Aunt Susie's life 20 years ago. What is he doing now? You got to engage now. Faith is now the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. You got to believe in, believe upon, believe in, believe now. You know, we talk about the meetings that we're having last year. So we believe. We believe that we have meetings in Nanuet, New York in 2024. Hello? Yeah, upon believing that, we bought the plane tickets. We believe. We bought a plane ticket. We believe in. We believe upon. But that still was not going to get us to New York. Thank you for your support. On the day of travel, we actually had to put some actions. Pack our bags. Show up at the airport. Check in with the airline and get on the plane. And actually, the plane was able to move us from one geographical location to another geographical location where we could come here and preach the word and see signs and wonders. You could stay in Dallas and say, well, I believe that one day I'm going to go to Nanuet, New York. I absolutely believe that Pastor Ed and Pastor Greg want us there. I actually believe that Robin is going to be there singing. And I believe the Lord is going to touch many people. All of that was never going to become a reality until we put some action, got in, bought a ticket, and show up. Hello? Okay, it's one thing to say it. Hello? Mark 11:23, you got to say it. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed, faith has a speaking part. Hello? You got to say it. You got to speak, not just to people. Jesus spoke to trees. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the water. He spoke to spirits. He spoke to demons. He spoke to people. So if your speaking is only limited to people, your faith is very limited in what it can accomplish. Come on. You got to talk to things. And the disciple learned early on, oh, we got to be comfortable with him talking to things. And here's the thing. He spoke to the tree and he moved on and it looked like nothing happened. But when he came back a few days later, Peter said, Lord, the tree you spoke to, it looks like it has withered and it's dead. Hello? You see, because when he spoke, it set something in motion in the spiritual arena. And what the devil wants you to believe is that your speaking is not working because nothing is changing. And so you get occupied with your circumstance, stressed about your circumstance. But when you understand the spirit of faith, as a matter of fact, Jesus explained what happened by saying, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith in the old King James. And it's the person with the God kind of faith that when they speak to a mountain, the mountain will move. And what is the God kind of faith? It's the faith that speaks and believes and believes and speaks. It was what Kenneth Hagin said, that the door of the supernatural swing on two hinges, speaking and believing and believing and speaking. So he spoke and move on with his life, but he was believing that the word was working. Come on, don't speak and get stuck and say, well, the pain is still there. No, move on. Keep thanking God and receive your healing. Come on, somebody. Speak and believe. Believe and speak. And as they went on, as the nobleman went on, his son was healed. As they move on, they came back. A miracle took place. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. some miracle will parakalutio those who believe, those who speak and believe. So you have the confession unto faith is when you speak and you're building your faith by speaking. Faith comes by hearing. You know, that word confession is homologeo, which simply means to say the same thing as you speak and say the same thing. Just say the same thing that God is saying. Your faith is being built. Confession unto faith. So you're being developed spiritually. But it comes a time where you reach the tipping point where now faith is in your spirit and now you can and do the confession of faith and speak to that situation, and that situation will move and you will experience some parakalutio. Shout glory three times. That's the second installment. Third, he said, you will cast out demons. That's the Greek word ekbalo. Ek means to throw. Balo means out. It's the same word for evicting somebody who overstayed their rent. Thank you for your support. Ekbalo. But it also describes, if you read some commentary, a military army removing illegal occupants from their territories. That implies that there will be a resistance and a fight sometimes. And you have to be prepared when you do some ekbalo and be persistent to do it until the illegal occupant is removed. Somebody shout ekbalo. Ekbalo. Out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We say ekbalo to every spirit of infirmity, every unclean spirit, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of control, every spirit of manipulation, every demon, in the name of Jesus, ekbalo, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name. Jesus didn't mess around with demons too much. He had a short word. Ouch. Ouch. In Jesus' name. And you have to do the same thing. Ouch. In Jesus' name. Your children are starting to act weird. When they're sleeping, go out there and start laying hands on their bed, in their bedroom. Hello? Speak in your neighborhood. Drive around your neighborhood. Do a prayer drive. Well, you know, there's a lot of bad things are happening in my neighborhood. And some bad people are moving in my neighborhood. I can't take it. I'm going to move. No, you're there to be a what? A lighthouse. Why don't you go around and start praying? Because let me tell you something. Whatever you allow. Hello? Jesus gave you the keys. Have you ever valet parked your car? Have you ever valet parked your car? You give the keys to the valet attendant. It's your car. But you gave them the keys. You can't be like, well, you know, I forgot to close the door. You give them the keys. Hello? Authority was something that was in God's hand. God gave it to Adam. Adam gave it to the devil. Jesus took it back, and Jesus gave it to you. Lord, help me. I can't help you. I gave you the keys. You got the keys of the car. Why don't you do something about it? And we're going to release some Kratos. some dunamis, some exousia to back you up. When I don't feel like it. You think when a police officer gets up and he has a bad day, maybe he had a fight with his wife on his way to work, and then 911, there's a burglary in progression. Can you report there? Well, I don't really feel like I'm a police officer right now. I got a problem with my wife last night. I got a problem with my kids, and I got a headache, and I got sinuses, and I don't really feel like I can use my gun right now. Thank you for your support. Hello? Shout, I have been given authority over it. Shout, I have been given authority over it. And when I know, say, and when I know that I have been given authority over it, it knows it. And when it knows, it must do what I say. You know, some gangster can be there terrorizing people, robbing, and the moment they hear the siren, the moment the police shows up, what do? They run. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, a police car with the emergency lights on, the traffic moves. That's like somebody moving in authority. Come on, somebody. When you step in your God-given authority and start to function in it, come on, things will start to move out of the way. But do you know that if crime goes unchallenged, some of those thieves, they can just camp there. When nothing is being done about it. Hello. But when something is being done about it, then they know. They move out. I'm not a politician, but I'm telling you right now, in Texas, people would think twice about going robbing somebody. Hello. Thank you for your support. You just read between the lines. Some people have the peace of God and they have the peace. Thank you for your support. But when the thief knows that you don't have the peace, that's why they can come and attack. What I'm trying to say, read between the lines, use your brain. If you don't exercise your authority in your neighborhood, you know, I'm not asking you to get in the flesh. No. You know, just be covert. Hey, drive in your neighborhood. You say, there's been what? Burglaries here? What? There's been what? Okay, let's take a prayer drive. In the name of Jesus, I'm living in this street. This is called Peace Street. Safe Street. Oh, my God. There's no strife in this street. As long as I'm living here, angels are operating here. There's an encirclement of angelic power. And when I get up in the morning, I command my day and I speak over my neighborhood. Neighbor, you are safe because you live next to me. Hallelujah. And if there's some crazy neighbors, I'm going to pray them out of there. You don't belong in here. Hallelujah. Shama stood up on this little beach, this little field of beans, and he stood there and fought against the Philistine. And he had the name of God, Jehovah Shammah. God said, I like it so much. You're standing, I'm standing with you. Somebody say, Eka. Balo. Somebody say, Parakaluthio. Here's another one for you. I'm almost there. I'm almost where I'm going. He said, you shall lay hands. Say, lay hands. That is the word. Epitatame. Epitatame. Epi means upon. Tatame means to place. It means to place upon. Epitatame. To place upon. You shall lay hands. Epi. Hands are always used to describe power. To confer authority, to ordain, epi, Tame, you shall lay hands on the sick. I'm going to need 5 volunteers to explain to you what I'm talking about. Five volunteers. Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. And I want to go back here and read that scripture in John 5. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. I still need one more. One more. All right. One more. Thank you very much. So I'm going to start with you. Stand over here. So our sister, for the sake of the illustration, she's somebody who needs a miracle. Stand over here. She needs a miracle. She needs a miracle. So Dan, I want you to come. So this is what Jesus did. He lay hands on the sick. Turn around, sister. Can everybody see? Or you can look in, the screen. Pay attention. So Jesus did epita tame. He lay hands on the sick. So the Pharisees got angry because Jesus, according to them, changed the representation of God. He said, if you've seen the Father, you've seen me. They're like, no, you're not God. He said, I do nothing unless I see the Father do it. He was in sync with the rhythm of heaven. My food is to do the will of my Father. And he says to the Pharisee, you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. He said, I cast out demons by the finger of God. And if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom has come. Hello? So, basically what Jesus was saying, come. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach. That word spirit is the word hand. So it was God's hand working through Jesus. It was God's hands, epi tatame. So when he lay hands on the sick, when he epi tatame, when he ekabalo, the reason why there was some parakaluthio, it was because it was not just his hand. Behind his hand was God's hand. Behind his voice was God's voice. Behind his power was God's power. Behind the dunamis, the kratos, the iskus, the exousia, the energia, it was God's moving. I wonder if Mr. Amen has left the building. I wonder if Mr. Hallelujah has left the building. So everywhere this combination went, there was absolutely no match. 2,000 demons cast out. Jesus came to show you what it was like if Adam never messed it up. He came to show you what the power of the resurrection released in your life. He came to show you the kind of anointing and victory you should be walking in. This is a beautiful picture, but here's only one problem. The Word was made flesh. That means it can only be in one place at one time. Hello? So he said, it's better to me to go than to stay. Because right now, even though Jesus will be in Nanuet and working in collaboration with God, what about the people in Africa? Yeah. What the people in China? Yeah. What about the people, you know, on the other side of the world in Europe? Yeah. They will have to wait till he gets there. Right. So he said, it's better for me to go than to stay. Yes. He said, I will send you another. Right. Yeah. Which means, one, take a step back, both of you. Continue to do what you're doing, but take a step back. Stand over here. One of the same kind. One of the same kind. One of the same kind. The Holy Ghost. Romans 8:24, when we do not know how to pray because of our weakness. Asthenia in the Greek, translated infirmity. The Spirit will help. That word helps, sonantelabana, pronounced sonantelabano, which means together against. The Spirit will come together against our inability to produce results. Yes. You know that game called the tug of war? You got one person on one side, another person on the other side. Let's say that you were struggling because the other person was stronger than you were. And then, hypothetically, God would send a 6'7" big black Holy Ghost to come together with you against and help you pull on the other side. That's the idea. The Holy Ghost will soon entail Abano. He will come together with you against your inability to produce results. And now, the beautiful thing about the Holy Ghost, Jesus was only in one place. At one time. But now, that he's here in Nanuet, the people in Africa don't have to wait anymore. The people in China don't have to wait anymore. The people in Europe don't have to wait anymore. Hey, somebody can get saved here. At the same time, a blind eye can be opened in China. Somebody dead can be raised in Africa. Somebody else can be healed of cancer in Europe. Because the Holy Ghost is ubiquitous. He is everywhere at the same time. Come. Now, here's somebody that never went to Bible school. Nothing wrong with that. Yep. They're not educated. Nothing with that. Turn around. Hello? Uh-huh. She's a very sweet lady. Listen, all they went to hear the big black man in Anwer, New York. That talk about epitatame. Ekabalo, para kaluthio. You shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Now she can lay hands on the sick. But now it's not just her hand doing the pitatame. Behind that hand, it's the Holy Ghost hand. Behind the Holy Ghost hand, it's Jesus' hand. Behind Jesus' hand, it is God's hand. Come on, what makes you believe that the blind can see, that deaf can hear, the lame can walk, the dead can be raised from the dead? Oh my God, it's because Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead during the feast of the first fruits. First fruit means it's the first of many coming. Hey, you took the first fruit to the high priest. He presented to God with a lamb without blemish. It was a prophetic indication of more to come. He rose from the dead on the third day as the first fruit, presented his blood on a mercy seat, saying to God, I'm the first of many, many, many Jesus coming after me. But how are they going to be many Jesus? It's because the Holy Ghost is going down on the earth. Oh, with Jesus and with God living inside of you. The first Adam had the power and the key. He lost it. But the last Adam took the keys back. Hey, Jesus took the keys back. And now you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And now it's not just your hand. Oh my God, with boldness, you can epitatame. You will lay hands on the sick and deixar. Listen to what he said in John 17, verse 22. And the glory which you gave me. Somebody say, and the glory. Which you gave me. I have given them. That they might be one. Just as we are one. I in them. You in me. That they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and love them as you have loved me. Glory! Shout glory! Glory! That they might be one. In me, as you are in me. Oh my gosh, you may face two great problems, great challenges, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Holy Ghost is in you. Jesus is in the Holy Ghost, and God is in the Holy Ghost. And the last part, they shall recover. The word sick there, sick, is the word in the Greek, aristos. Arostos. Rostos actually means healthy, robust, strong. Hello? And when you add A, arostos, it shows you the miraculous power. Because when you add A now, sick, nine means you are weak, comatose, so sick. And it says, you shall epitatame those who are arostos, and they shall echo, recover, callus, progressively become better and better until they are completely healthy. So when you epitatame, it has the power to reverse arostos. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and they went out preaching everywhere, and the Lord was working with them. That's the word synergio in the Greek, synergy. When two forces join together, and the amount of the power, the force that joined together, is greater than the two forces that join together. My wife is from Belgium. They had these strong horses in Belgium, in the farms. They are muscular. They're not for speed. They are used in the farm. They can pull a lot of weight. And let's say hypothetically that one of those horses can pull 1,000 pounds. Hello? So the logical explanation would be that if you add a second horse, they can pull 2,000. But actually, the way the power of synergy works is that when you put those two horses together, actually, they can pull 10,000 pounds. It's like there are another 8 invisible horses working between them. This is called the power of synergy. And that's the word, synergio. They went out and epitatame, and there were some parakalutio that follow. When they lay hands, epitatame on some arostos. Why? Because the Lord was synergio, working together with them, confirming his word with signs, wonders, and miracles. I suggest to you that they pray, but God heal. They preach, but God deliver. They prophesy, but God confirm his word. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I have the name of a media outreach. It's called It's Miracle Time. I came to tell you tonight, it's miracle time. people of Nanuet, it is miracle time. Hey, New York, it is miracle time. It's time for signs, wonders, and miracles. Hey, you shall epita tame signs. Paracalutio, they will be a supernatural activity of God's power that will reflect the signature of God. These meetings are over tonight, but the Holy Ghost is still here. These meetings are over tonight, but Jesus is still here. These meetings are over tonight, but God is still here. Tonight is the night of impartation. You shall be tatame.